Barry, Houston, and Alex Smith all talking today. I'm telling you, it's a buffet of sound.
We got a little bit of everybody talking today?
All the big hitters talking.
Good.
It's about time. We spent so much time talking about the offense. Let's talk about it. You can actually talk about the defense.
Let's go to Alex Smith right now.
Alex, once this week's over, what are you up to between now and the start?
Just, you know, combination of family time and training, you know, getting ready. So just kind of the balance between those two.
I know you're close with Eric today or yesterday.
Yeah, I just reintroduced myself, you know. I don't know if you've forgotten us here. It's been a little while. All three of those guys just reintroduced myself, you know. Wasn't sure if they were, you know, showed them where the everything was. No, those guys are good. It's funny, right? You know, things have changed, you know, and the off seasons have changed a lot since I first came into the league, drastically. And you know, everybody's got their own way to get ready, and I respect that, you know, and especially guys on that side of the ball, right? We don't have pads on right now. Obviously, there's that tweaks the dynamic of this offseason, right, in the reps. So these guys, you know, I like to bust them a little bit, but I get it.
What was the impact of having these guys back on the field, you know, practicing, like, a little more competitive? I know it was competitive.
Yeah, all three of those guys. Yeah, a little more chirping, that's for sure. I heard a little more talk on that side of the ball. I don't want to name names, but definitely some more talking. Yeah, you know, and then I – listen, all three of these guys are all pros, right? You had three all pros on the defensive side of the ball. They don't give up much, and when they do, they learn quick, you know? So, yeah.
So I know they might have been some chirping, but yeah. There was an instance for you to chirp a little too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Practice,
yeah, a little bit. Bit. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. I gave him a hard time about that. You know, so that's fun. That's the fun part of being out here, right? Those are the things I think when it's all said and done, you're going to miss, right? Camaraderie, that kind of relationship.
Is there a different feel from OTAs? I noticed there's no music. I mean, is it different?
Yeah, I mean, I think only different in the sense that we're not limited in how long we can be out here, you know, or not as limited, I should say. We can get more reps in today with much longer days as far as reps go. So just trying to take advantage of that. OTAs, you know, you are limited. So even though this is officially veteran minicamp, you know, really the structure of the practice is similar. We just have more time out here.
Couple more. What can you do individually for you? I know that there's, you've been doing this a while, but at the end of, when you look at the camp, how do you individually, you determine whether you had a successful week? Like, how do you kind of gauge that for yourself?
I don't even look at it like that. Like, I mean, like I said, this is almost just an extension of OTAs at this point. I mean, it's got a different name and it's mandatory now, but I mean, the structure for basically is exactly the same, and I don't even look at it as a week by week. I mean, really, it's a day by day. You know, you want to go out and have a good day, so that's it.
What can you do?
Last two.
Okay. What can you do at the end of this week, through the time through the training camp, to continue to work on the relationship with the wide receivers, seeing how you are incorporating more touches for different guys?
Yeah. You know, to be honest, I mean, I think obviously all of us need to continue to stay in shape. I mean, certain guys are going to go their own paths. It's individual time. So guys need, I do think it's important to take advantage of that. When we report back end of July, I mean, we're here for the long haul. You know, I think a lot of kids made of these little mini camps teams do here and there and get together, and that's great for those guys. You know, I don't know how much work you're really getting on air. We've had a lot of that. You know, we've just put in 10 weeks of that. I don't know how much more good that's going to do, you know, for us. I think everybody's responsibility is to come back ready to roll, both physically and mentally. You know, and part of that, I think, is getting away.
So in what ways do you feel like you still need to get familiar with the new faces, Alex, as you wrap up mini camp and get ready to head into the big training camp?
I mean, I don't think it's any different whether they were new faces, old faces. We've been together. You're really just taking advantage of every rep, and you can't go through every single scenario and look and possibility. You just have to rep it, right? And you have to take advantage of the reps. And those are limited at this point, so you take them as they come, and you work through them, all right? And you try not to make them again, the mistakes, you know, and move on and get things corrected. And that's it. You know, it's no different. That mindset wouldn't change regardless of anybody in the perimeter. I mean, that's the mindset always. Yeah, thanks.
All right, so that was a quarterback, Alex Smith, meeting the media there Live right here on 610 Sports Radio. As you can look over your shoulder, Binkley, and you can tell, but we can also hear on the radio, it is very windy.